Senior Story, How to Save a Life, Chapter 2, Finding a Dog. Bella was quiet the next few days. She was angry and sad at the same time. Having missed out on getting the puppy she wanted at the adoption event, she now sulked around the house. She regretted her choice to finish her Minecraft game instead of coming the first time Mom had called. It was spring. Plenty of work needed to be done on the 20 wooded acres around their property. Bella was helping her dad repair chicken fence and remove dead wood from their land. "Dad!" she shouted.
"What is it, Bella?"
She pointed to the remains of a pile of feathers and bones from dead chickens that lay at her feet.
"Looks like we need a few traps," Dad sighed. "Once a fox discovers where he can get a free dinner, the family moves in. Be sure to completely wire that fence closed, then grab some clean shoes and get in the truck," he told her. "We're going to need help."
"But Dad, I've already worked 2 hours and wanted to play my game," she began to argue.
"Bella, no arguing, please. Just finish, get your shoes, and get in the truck."
She turned away, sat down on a rock, and started complaining to herself.
"Finish up, Bella," called Dad.
Grabbing the wire, she trotted off, too angry to complete her work. "Why do I have to come?" Bella complained as she shut the truck door.
"Because we need help, and we must get it now," is all Dad would say.
15 minutes later, Dad pulled into the parking lot of Pet Supplies Plus, where a large banner was waving, "Dog Adoption Day." There was a small crowd with only a dozen dogs and a few puppies. The event would be over in just a few minutes.
"I can't be patrolling our 20 acres all the time. I need help, and I can't wait. Let's see what's here."
Bella was speechless. Another chance to bring home a puppy. She ran to the pens. "Look, Dad!" Bella pointed to a young pup in the corner, spinning around, chasing its tail. He was still full of energy and highly entertaining, even after hours of visitors. Several kids were in the pen, laughing at his performance.
"Seems odd that this little guy is still here," remarked Dad to the rescue worker.
"Oh, not really," she replied. "Cattle dogs are super high energy and need lots of property to run on. Not many people can handle them."
"Perfect," smiled Dad. "We'll take him."